and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close.
Rains of your love, I feel the winds of
heaven, let us hear. I feel the rain of your love. I feel the wind of your spirit. Now the heartbeat of heaven, let us hear. Let it rain. Let it rain.
Amen.
You may be seated. I have a special testimony that's going to happen here in just a moment. Josh Kreger had something rather interesting happen today with him, and I'm not going to steal any of his thunder, so I'm going to, he may be a little bit nervous, although I doubt that with Josh. But he asked me, he said, can I share it with everybody? And I said, man, it's a great time. It's a children's service. I think there'd be this is a perfect time to have you share what has happened. So without further ado, Josh, come on, bud.
Well, for the last 8 days, I've had problems with my head. And I was up all night last night, throwing up and not feeling well. And then I felt like I had to share this. I was not in church this morning because I was in the hospital. I've had a bad headache for 8 days, like I said. I was throwing up all night long, pretty much. And I couldn't go to sleep, and the pills were not helping. So we went to the ER in the morning with my dad. Then I had a CAT scan, and it didn't show anything good. There was this gray spot. Dad told my mom and my grandma, and then it scared me. And then thanks to Brother Wells, he prayed for me with my sister and my dad. And we took an MRI, and I was back to normal. And I was happy. And I just thank God that this happened. It scared the living crap out of my mom. And my grandma was crying. And I just want to say thanks to Brother Wells. And everyone who prayed for me, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you. Okay, the kids are going to come on up and sing. So all you guys want to come on up onto the platform? Stay more to the front there.
A little time to believe. We can rise above the typical and be anything but usual. We know that there's no such thing as impossible, and nothing is unreachable when we trust the God of miracles. We know that there's no such thing as impossible. And be anything but usual. We know that there's no such thing as impossible, and nothing is unreachable when we trust the God of miracles. We know that there's no such thing as impossible.
There is no such thing as impossible. Yes, God can do anything. The Bible says that there is nothing too hard for God to do. He can do anything. And this is a special day because we're having our kids' service, but then we found out that it's somebody's birthday today. So who wants to sing happy birthday to Brother Wells? All right, let's just... I'll start you out, okay? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Brother Wells. Happy birthday to you. Yay! Okay, we are going to have some scripture reading today, or actually not reading, but they have memorized, and this is what some of our children are learning. There's too many videos going on. I'm trying to stay out of them, but okay. So we have some that would like to share what they have learned and memorized. Hidden in their heart. When you memorize, that's when it's hidden in your heart. So, Faith, are you going to say it with the girls? Okay. Faith, why don't you come on over here by Sadie? Oh, you too, Eva? Okay. Good. Ooh, can you stand right over here? Can you come over to the end? These four are are going to say the scripture that you see. And then we have on Power Hour, we've learned three different scriptures in the last 3 months, and they are going to say those scriptures. Most everybody here comes to Power Hour.
As every man have received the gift, have received the gift. Even so, minister the same. As every man has received the gift, even so, minister the same, one to another, 1 Peter 4:10.
I'm going to say the third one, last one we learned. But I sought the Lord, I know it. But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory. Philippians 4:19.
Heard.
Oh, my fears. Okay. I still remember it.
Song. Psalms 34:4.
Saw the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Psalms 34:4.
Okay, we are going to learn. Can you put Acts 2:38 up there for me, please, Mason? Now we are talking about the day of Pentecost today. And so we have actually not been working on this, so I'm not sure what children know it. So who turn around and look at the scripture. Do you know it? Can you say it by heart? Okay. Yeah, look at, it's okay. We're going to say it all together. All right, let's say it all. Adults also, if you could help them. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, Acts 2:38. Thank you. And let's look at the next one. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2:39. Thank you, Sister Day. She always reminds us we got to know where it's at. And so if you guys, thank you all. Let's give them another round of applause. Let's go ahead and have a seat.
After Jesus went back to heaven, his friends and helpers were praying together in a big room. Suddenly, something amazing happened. At first, it sounded as if a huge wind were blowing. Next, flames of fire flickered over every person's head. Then God's Spirit came, and everyone began to speak in different languages. This was the gift from God that Jesus had promised his followers. The day that God's Spirit came to Jesus' followers, there were people from many countries in Jerusalem. These people spoke different languages. When they heard Jesus' friends praying, they went to see what the noise was all about. They found Jesus' friends telling about the great things God had done, but they were all surprised to hear it in their own language. They asked, what does this mean? After that day, when the Holy Spirit first came, Jesus' followers began to do many miracles. Telling people about God's love and how Jesus had come to save them. One afternoon, Peter and John went to the temple. A man who couldn't walk sat there begging for money. Peter looked at him and said,
I don't have any money, but I do have something else I can give you. By the power of Jesus Christ from Nazareth, stand up and walk.
Up jumped the man. His feet and ankles were now strong. He was healed.
But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witness unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and all Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Holy Ghost. For God that had not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. There hath no tempted taken you, but such is coming to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the tempted also makes a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
Thank you very much, Sister Dee. That was very, very good. I just need to make sure I've got some help here to tell you about some more about what happened on the day of Pentecost. It's kind of a repeat, but that's okay. That's how we learn. Let me check and see if my helpers are ready. Okay, you know, when Jesus, after he rose from the dead, he died on the cross. In how many days, kids, did he raise from the dead? Three, that's right. Let's say it together. One, two, three. And then Jesus was with his friends, his disciples, for 40 more days. And then, remember when they stood there, and they were talking to him, and all of a sudden he started going up, and they watched him go up and up. Then there was an angel there and told him that, you know, just the way he went, he's going to come back that same way. And Jesus had told him, though, before he left, he said, go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise. Anybody know what the promise is? Sadie? Do you know? Well, yeah, the Holy Ghost, that's right. Yes, the promise was the Holy Ghost. And so they all went there, and the Bible says that they were all in one accord. They were all thinking about the same thing. Are all of us, do you think, there were 120 people. We don't have 120 people here, but are we all thinking about the same thing? Do you think we're all thinking about the Holy Ghost? Every one of those 120 people were thinking on Jesus and worshiping him. Nobody was daydreaming. Nobody was looking at any toys or games. They were all praying, every one of them. That's what with one accord means. They were all doing that together. And let's meet some of the people that were there. I think you've probably heard of them before. Now, there was 120, but I'm just going to show you five, okay? So first of all, Peter was there in the upper room. And everybody say, hi, Peter. Then there was John. John was there too. Then there was Mary. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. She needed the Holy Ghost too. And then there's another Mary. And then her other friend, Mary. And they were all in the upper room. And they were all praying. They were all praying. And they had been there for days, and they all started to pray together. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing, mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. All filled with the Holy Ghost. They're going to tell you about it now.
I've got it. I've got it.
costs have come. They were in the upper room with one accord. They gathered together 120 to receive the power God promised to send. The Holy Ghost fell upon each one. As the Spirit gave a wrench, they spoke in tongues. There in the city, men from everywhere, they couldn't understand what was happening up there. But Peter stood in the midst of the crowd. He spoke with a voice that was clear and loud. He said, this is that spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the last days my Spirit I'll pour, not only for me, but also for you. Any child of God that wants to go through, I've got it. Oh, I've got it.
They certainly seem happy to have gotten it, didn't they?
I've got it. I've got it. I've got it. Something about the power.
Oh, Sally.
Sister Connie, hi.
Oh, hi. I didn't know that you'd received the Holy Ghost.
Well, I haven't actually got it, but I feel it when I pray and when I worship. Praise the Lord. Maybe Jesus doesn't want me to have it.
Oh, no, that's not true. Remember that scripture that we just read, Acts 2:39? This promise is for you and to your children and all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. That's you.
What? Oh, wow, so it is for me? Well, I don't have any children.
No, well, you're a child.
Oh.
You're a far, far off.
So, Jesus wants me to have the Holy Ghost?
He
okay.
Does.
Okay, I'm ready. I want it. I want it. Come on. I'm waiting. Please, 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 please. Oh, how do I get it, Sister Connie? I'm begging.
Well, Sally, you don't have to beg Jesus. He wants you to have it. You just worship Jesus. Just lift up your hands and thank him for loving you and forgiving you. And when you're worshiping him with all of your heart, you're going to start feeling his presence. And you might even cry. I cry because he moves. He moves us and we cry. And sometimes we might dance and jump and giggle and then you're going to start to say words that you don't know, another language that you don't understand, and that's called speaking in tongues, just like all those people did on the day of Pentecost. That's what happens when Jesus fills your heart with his Spirit. Sally, did you hear what I said? Sally?
What? Oh, what? I'm sorry, what?
We're talking about speaking in tongues just like they did on the day of Pentecost. Did you hear me?
You're so pretty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Focus, focus.
Well, last time I was here, there was a bird flying around. And that did scare me. I thought it was going to poo-poo in my hair. And I got my hair fixed this time.
I don't see that bird around here tonight.
Oh.
So I don't think you have to be scared.
Why do we need the Holy Ghost? Do we really have to have it?
Well, I don't know. If Jesus told me he had a gift for me, I'd want it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Why would you turn that down?
I got a gift one time. I got a Barbie doll for Christmas, and my brother, he took the legs off of it, and he pulled it, and he threw the hat and threw it down in the garbage disposal, and then my mom got mad. Oh, that was the good gift okay. that I got. I like gifts.
Okay, Sally, the Holy Ghost is better than any gift you've ever received. It doesn't wear out. It doesn't break. And the Holy Ghost helps you to do good and stay strong. And it comforts you when you're sad, Eva.
Oh, I remember when I was sad. I wanted Eva to spend the night. My mom said, no, she can't spend the night. You got school in the morning. So she couldn't spend the night with me. I was so sad, Sister Connie.
Well, you know what else the Holy Ghost gives you?
What?
It gives you power. Power to tell others about Jesus. Because he wants everyone to get the Holy Ghost.
Everybody? Everyone. Me too?
Yes, you too.
Oh, wow. All these kids here, too? Everyone?
Yes, even the big kids, yes.
Oh, did you hear that, kids? I want the Holy Ghost. Do you want the Holy Ghost?
Kids, do you want the Holy Ghost? Yes.
Oh, they're a lot louder in Sunday school, let me tell you. Well, then maybe we should all start worshiping God so we can get the Holy Ghost, because I really want that gift if Sister Connie says it's the best. I want the best. So maybe we should all stand up. Let's raise our hands to Jesus. Let's come down to the altar, because I'm going to go down there and I'm going to pray too.
Okay, let's come to the altar. Everybody that wants to, it's not just for kids.
Bye, Sister Connie.
Bye, Sally.
Bye, kids.
Thank you. Jesus. The Holy Ghost is for all of us. Let's just worship. Let's raise our hands. Let's pray. Let's just think about Jesus. Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, we love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, God, for what you've done for us.